When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Blasty Banter. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. This one is going to be looking at the top Calgary Flames of all time. As you are watching this or listening to this, I'm in Mexico. So this week is focusing on the all-time players on the teams that I'm doing team-specific shows for here on the Couch Potato Diary Network. Yesterday on the Catlinato cast, looked at the top Blue Jays of all time and gave the top Blue Jays lineup of all time. Today, we are looking at the top 10 Calgary Flames in team history. This one, again, based on feel and just based on going back looking at some stats and a few other things. So that is what we are looking at today, the top members of the Flames. So let's get into it. In at number 10, his social media presence means I don't really want to talk about him a whole lot, to be perfectly honest. He said some horrific things about communities that I greatly support. And so in at number 10 is Theo Fleury. At 9, I have Johnny Gaudreau. I do think at times Gaudreau was a touch overrated here in Calgary, but there is no mistaking that the era that he played in for the Calgary Flames is going to be thought of as the Johnny Gaudreau era. So many times he was breaking different records for Flames. He was such a dynamic playmaker. And I have said since he left for Columbus, I have said that one of the things I didn't really appreciate about this guy until he was gone is how he could take over a game. I don't think he necessarily had that, all right, hop on guys, let's go win this. But I do think there was a couple of, there would be some shifts and some stretches in games where he would be like, oh, you guys want the puck? Oh, that's adorable. And his vision on the ice was incredible. I had the chance to watch a large percentage of his games from the press box, and he would see things that I wouldn't see from 80 feet away. He was that good with the puck, and he was talented enough to, again, get the puck there. It's one thing to see it. It's another thing to get it there. I think that Sean Monahan owes Johnny Gaudreau a lot. Not that Monahan's a bad player. We're seeing with the Winnipeg Jets at the time of this recording. He's playing great. So I think that there is certainly, a lot there. But Johnny Gaudreau, it's just he was such a dynamic player for this Flames team. And I do like, lack of playoff success is probably why he's not higher on this list. And there was a stretch where it was, well, these guys just don't have enough playoff experience. And then it got to a point where, you know, it's kind of their fault. They don't have enough of it, right? But still, he was such a great player and so much fun to watch. I had to include him on this list. In at number 8, I have Doug Gilmore. Wasn't with the Flames long enough to move up higher on this list, but when he was with the team, boy oh boy, was he impactful. He was someone who was a tone setter with this team. He was someone who, like, just, he was a Calgary Flame, right? Like, what it meant to be a Flame at those times where they're battling in playoff series and going to Stanley Cups, he embodied so much of what that team was. And how they screwed that up, trading him away, it took a very, very long time for this franchise to recover. You can make the argument they didn't recover. But that one, like, that screw up set them back a real long way. And so it is, like, I do think people appreciated him when he was in Calgary. No question about it. He was appreciated. But I do think there was that one's going to hurt when he left. And you really appreciated what you had when it was gone, because that left a giant hole on the Calgary Flames. Coming in at number 7, I have Joe Nieuwendyk. Again, he is someone, for people my age, I think more people would think of Nieuwendyk as a Dallas Star. But I think that Joe Nieuwendyk, some would think of him as a Leaf, but probably not many. Joe Nieuwendyk, and this was something, like, when I was working over on the radio side during COVID, admittedly, I wasn't comfortable going in at that point. It was just, we had my sister-in-law was pregnant. She was working as a nurse. And so it didn't seem like it was worth the risk to go in and push buttons or talk about sports every day. So I was given the assignment of doing This Day in Flames history. And that is where I really gained an appreciation for just how big of a part Joe Nieuwendyk was in Flames history. Because I think a lot of it is, you see Lanny and you see the Cup and you see all of that, and it's like, okay, those were the guys, right? But you kind of forget, like, Gilmore and Nieuwendyk and McKinnon, like, some of those guys. You forget those guys were around. I guess you don't forget they were around, but you forget how big of a part they were because they went on to do such bigger things in different places, right? Nieuwendyk famously traded for Jerome Iginla, so, I mean, positive there as well. But Nieuwendyk wins a Calder Trophy with the Flames and sets all kinds of goal scoring records with this team and just put up, was just a points machine for Calgary. And in a time where, like, you're trying to keep up with the Edmonton Oilers goal scoring wise, you're trying to find a way to beat Patrick Waugh goal scoring wise, he was the one who was heavily relied on to do just that. So Joe Nieuwendyk, a very important part of Flames history. He comes in at number 7. At number 6, I mentioned before, I was doing those This Day in Flames history. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't do an awesome job on them. But I was going through, like, just box score after box score after box score. And every single game, it was, well, Kent Nielsen had 8 points in this game, and the Flames won 8-7. Here's another 3-point night for Kent Nielsen. Here's 4 more points for Kent Nielsen. This guy filled up the score sheet. He still holds the Flames record for most points in a single season with I believe it's 131 in a single year. He was just such a prolific playmaker and such an unbelievable goal scorer. He was someone who I think was so important when this Flames team really broke through into being a team that different teams in the 80s had to really take seriously. He was one of the first guys who really was like, hey, watch out for this dude, as a member of the Calgary Flames after coming over from Atlanta. So I think Kent Nielsen, I think, is a bit underrated, because you don't think of him with the guys of 89 and obviously not 04. I think he is one of those guys who is a little bit forgotten in this market and shouldn't be, because he was unbelievable as a point producer. In at number 5, I have Gary Suter. Statistically, it's a little bit more difficult to make an argument for him, but he wins a Calder Trophy with the Flames, and I think was just one of those guys. We talked about it before. He was a Calgary Flame, right? Like, he was someone who set that tone for what it meant to be a Flame and what they needed from you in that time. So Gary Suter, I'm not going to be able to list off a ton of stats for him. He was just a no-nonsense kind of guy. He is coming in at number 5. At number 4, another one who people my age maybe don't associate with the Calgary Flames, based on his time with the St. Louis Blues, but it's Al MacInnis. 89 Cup champion. I believe he still holds the record for most assists in Calgary Flames history. He obviously has the best shot in Calgary Flames history. He has the best shot in NHL history. He was such a weapon on that blue line, providing, like, giant bombs from back there that would either create it. Like, and like, again, like, he's playmaking as well as a guy with the high assist totals out there. But he was another weapon for the Flames back in that time. And it was just, all right, if you can't stop Gilmore, here's Nieuwendyk. You can't stop that. Here's another guy. You can't stop that. Oh, here's Al MacInnis shooting the bejesus out of the puck from the blue line and creating more opportunities. Like, what the hell? And so I think, like, he is honored by the Calgary Flames and all of that, but I think every now and then you need to be reminded, like, hey, this guy was a big part of Flames history. And that's just a quick aside. Doing this whole thing, it's difficult because, like, you want reasons to celebrate these guys, right? And that's why, like, it was getting a little ridiculous when the Blue Jays did Flashback Friday and Otis Nixon was the one who was flashed back to. But I do think, like, when they're wearing the retro jerseys now, I think there needs to be a little bit more of just, like with the jerseys hanging up in the rafters and all of that. But, like, just remind, like, hey, that guy played for this team and he was incredible. It's difficult because, like, you don't want to focus too much on the past or anything like that. But I do think every once in a while, these players who have already been honored by the team, there should be somewhat of a something for them. And I think Al MacInnis falls into that for sure. Coming in at 3, it is a guy who was recently celebrated in Mika Kiprusov, the best goalie in Flames history, the wins leader for this team. He played in 70 plus games, like 100 years in a row, and is with all due respect to Jerome McGinley and all the other guys, the only reason the Flames had a hope in hell in 2004 or in any year he played with the team, it was just he was unstoppable at that time. And he was one of those guys where if he was in net and the Flames got one, you could kind of see the other team be like, two? We have to get two to win tonight? How do you expect us to get two? He was that dominant and that steady in there that it gave the Flames a chance every season. And you could argue that held them back a little bit because there were some times where they should have blown it up. But every time you had Mika Kiprusov out there, you had a chance to win a hockey game. He was that dominant. In at number two, it's Lanny. Co-captain of the 89 team. The face of the Calgary Flames. Even now, commercials telling you Lanny sent you. And you see him at the Dome all the time. Anytime there's a new player coming to the Calgary Flames, you know who's talked to him? Lanny. You know who's talking to the dads on the dad's trip? Lanny. He is the ambassador for the Calgary Flames. They may as well put him on the jersey back there and have flames shooting out of his nose. He is the logo of this team. He is the Calgary Flames. Even still, he is the Calgary Flames. So he is absolutely 100% deserving of the number two slot on this list. And in at number one, it is Jerome McGinley, the Hall of Famer, two-time Rocket Richard Trophy winner, should have been MVP, 50-goal scorer, blah, 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 blah. The heart and soul of this team for over a decade. He was everything that it meant to be a leader, everything it meant to be a captain. He was the tone setter for the Calgary Flames. And Mika Kiprusov was the biggest reason why 04 happened. Jerome McGinley is reasons 2 through 10. He was just the heart and soul. He could score from anywhere. You need a tone set, he'll go out and punch a dude in the face. Need a big hit, he'll hit you. Need a big goal, he'll score it for you. Assist has one of the more famous ones in hockey history with Crosby going Iggy, Iggy, Iggy in 2010 and again finding him and putting it in the back of the net. His time with the 02 Olympic team set himself up to be one of the best players in the history of this game. He is deserving of a spot in the Hall of Fame. His number 12 deserves to be in the rafters. I love that he is a part of the organization as well. He is everything that a Calgary Flame should be. And just everything he meant for this team, for hockey players of color, just everything that he meant to be that guy out there. He is 100% deserving of the number one spot. Couple honorable mentions. Obviously, Mike Vernon probably could have made it on this list. Some other guy like Hawk and Lube, Robin Regier probably could have made this list as well. Sean Monahan, I felt like he caught a bit of a stray in that one, but Sean Monahan definitely deserves to be in the conversation as well. Giordano's an interesting one. Former captain, played a long time, but the team didn't do a whole lot. And Backlund, ditto. So that is the list for the top Calgary Flames in franchise history. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. If you disagree with anything and you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. You can also find me on social media. I am at Primetime Klein on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. You can also find me at facebook.com/CouchPotatoDiary. Also, if you're watching on YouTube right now, if you go down to the bottom of the channel's homepage, I did almost the full season of the all-time Calgary Flames against all-time rosters all over the place. And it was so much fun to do that exercise and go through that and play with those teams. And it was a nice reminder of some of the history of the Flames. So if you dug this, that you can go back and watch those videos on demand right now here on the channel. For the rest of the week here on the channel, it is greatest of all time week. Coming up tomorrow, looking at the Groats. The rest of the week, looking at the Groats. Coming up tomorrow, it is the greatest Raptors of all time. Gonna have the top 10, and then my all-time starting lineup for the Raptors. Coming up on Thursday, we don't have the graphics for it yet, so it is technically just going to be a Couch Potato Diary, but looking at the top Saskatchewan Rough Riders of all time, as coming up to start this, or heading into the season, I'll have a Saskatchewan Rough Riders podcast, and on Friday, it is going to be the greatest Raiders of all time, as coming up in the football season, Let's Raid will be the Raiders football show here on the Couch Potato Network. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you liked it, and I'll talk to you later.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.